Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Dumb, Right? Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo, Meditation, and much, much more. Hosted by Duchess and Jewel.
Hey! Hosted by Duchess and Jewels. As usual, Jewels isn't here, but I am. How y'all doing out there? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Look at the board lighting up. It's a wonderful day. We have some sunshine here in Virginia. And it was glorious to have some sunshine after all those cloudy, rainy days the last couple of weeks. But then we had all that warm weather a few weeks ago. So don't know what's going on. It must have something to do with the energy changes going on all over the world, all over the universe, because we're going to have some powerful stuff happening this year. If you thought last year was powerful, well, let me tell you, this year is going to be phenomenal. It's a powerful year, especially since 2016 is a year of nine. You know, when you get into numerology, some of us like to know about those numbers and how they work and how they form. 2016, add those numbers up and you get the number nine. And the number nine is symbolic of completion, total completion. And so we're moving forward, and next year will be a 1 year, so check out for that. So could this be the process of completions of our struggle in the old energy? You know, that old masculine energy, that energy that just fires us up all inside, and that gunky stuff that's been going on the face of this earth. You know, we're moving into that new feminine energy, that nice energy, that easy energy, that rational energy. We're not talking female. We're talking feminine. We're talking gentle. We're talking the opposite extreme from that masculine energy. Or are we preparing to live on this new earth and be part of this awakened new human experience? Well, why don't we go ahead and think about some of those later on in the show. But first, you got to know that Duchess has started her how many days till springtime countdown, because you know I don't do the winter very very well. I'm not a winter person, so I start my countdown way before it's time for spring. So we got 76 days until spring. We're not going to talk about the 169 days before we get to summer. So we're just going to talk about spring, okay? And some of the things that we plan on doing differently for the new year. How's everybody doing out there for the new year? Happy New Year, and I pray that your new year has started up pleasant. Mine did. Well, it was up and down. I thought I was going to have a Star Wars marathon with my grandchildren, a 5-year-old, 8-year-old, and a 10-year-old. Well, that really surprised me because I have never seen three children who were more bored about how Darth Vader became Darth Vader from a little boy than I've ever seen in my life. Now, my older grandchildren, when they were that age, they were like into Star Wars number 4. I mean, I watched these girls sit there and want to see that Star Wars 4 over and over and over again, so I thought it would be cool for the little ones to see how Darth Vader came to be. They could care less, you know. But I had a good time watching it, and I plan on going to watch number 7 as soon as I finish revisiting 4, 5, and 6. I did my traditional Thanksgiving meal. I did my black eyed peas. I did my rice. I did my collard greens. I did my cornbread. And it was a nice, delicious meal. And that's, the tradition of the black eyed peas, that's your pennies. And then you have your collard greens, that's money. And I added that cornbread as my gold bouillon. So I'm looking forward to a very, very abundant year coming forward. And in order for me to try and help that along, I saw this challenge revisited on Facebook, because I did it last year, and I want you to know I did this challenge last year It's the 52-week money challenge. Some of you may be familiar with it. Week one of the year, you start with $1 being saved. In week two, you save $2. Week three, you save $3, which would mean now you're up to $6 in your savings. Week four, you save $4 to that, and then you're up to $10, right on up to $52. By the time you get to the 52nd week of the year, you know how much money you're going to have? How about $1,378? Now, for some of you out there who say, yeah, well, you know, I don't have any money to save, you can start with that $1 and keep on going until, you know, it's too big for you to pull out of your budget. But let me tell you, I did this last year, started with the first week of the new year, 2015, and saving that money that way helped me pay for my trip to California, round trip ticket to see my son and my brand new grandbaby. If I had not thought of that, no telling whether or not I would have been able to go on that trip to California in October. So I'm going to do it this year, but my new challenge for this year is to work it backwards. I'm not going to start out saving $1 the first week. I'm going to start out saving $52 the first week and see if I can swing that. I'm laughing because, yeah, right, Duchess, like you can pull out next week $51 out of your budget. But we'll see, you know, with intention. We don't know what the universe has in store for us. We just don't know. So don't knock it until you tried it. It's a wonderful thing when you do stuff like that. So the other thing that's going on is there's a 42 Days of Gratitude. A group called the Bloomin' Humans have a 42-day gratitude challenge. And every day you think of something to be grateful for. Try that for 42 days and you'll make a revolutionary change in your life. Trust me. I know. I know everybody's waiting out there to hear about Lena Stevens' theme for January. Lots of folks love it when I do Lena Stevens and her theme for January. And so as soon as I get me a sip of water here, I'll get right to that because the board is continuously lighting up. And I really don't want to start too many things too early because I want to give people a chance to catch up with the rest of us. You know, what do you think about that? It's catch-up time. And while we may have to leave some people behind at times for our own growth, it's nice sometimes, if we can, to wait and see if they'll catch up. Because there are so many people that are being left behind now. It's really a challenge. It's really a shame. And, but they grow as we grow. All right, Lena Stevens, what has she got for us? Well, first, let's talk about our, let's do our disclaimer. The information we share here on Inside Matters Talk will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. And I do this disclaimer because I'm going to talk about a lot of physical changes and energy changes within our bodies, and I'm going to share some of my own personal experiences that I've been having with my own physical body. And this is not to say that my body is the end-all, be-all for other people's bodies, but it's something that I want to share with you, and hopefully it'll help. Well, let's go with Lena Stevens. Her theme for this month is January is reset. The transition of December has already put choices, decisions, and changes into motion. Now comes the reset. In order for us to have the right setup for this to occur, we must allow reset on all levels. We're not just talking about the mundane level, but we're also talking about the spiritual level, the intellectual level, talking about the physical level. This month is a balanced combination of going within to sort what's true for you and to reset your relationship with how you manifest that truth, and activating a plan of action that pushes you to step up to a higher level of functioning based on that truth. The days of being unconscious with your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, those days are over, y'all. Hear what I say? You can't be unconscious anymore. It's time for us to wake up. It's time to focus on eliminating destructive patterns that will stand in the way of your spiritual evolution and to allow what is down the road to unfold in your life without needing to control or second guess every step. So we're talking, there's a lot of unknown that needs to be accepted and embraced with a trusting heart. Some reset is triggered from the outside. Now you got to understand that we have reset triggers from the outside. Somebody else may be in our environment. They may be doing things that make us have to readjust and readapt and reset ourselves. It may be some resetting in our household. But then there will be some resetting from the inside. So let's go through that one more time. The reset that comes from the outside is a situation that creates, how about an opportunity to change a relationship to something or to someone. You're having heartache. Maybe your relationship has broken up, and you're having to reset your whole thing. There's a book that Neil Donald Walsh wrote, and I thought it was phenomenal, and the title is When Everything Changes, Change Everything. And that's an act of resetting your everything when things change. It creates something different than what you would have before. A reset trigger from the outside can often cause disappointment, especially if there was an attachment involved. You know, sometimes we are attached. We're attached to our jobs, and we have to reset ourselves because they've done a layoff. Sometimes an event from the outside that causes a disturbance can occur either in a country, in your whole community, in your home, and like we said, your business, your job, your family. This may trigger a reset that may take a bit of time to integrate as everyone comes online with that particular integration. Now, let's talk about the resets that we're going to be going through from the inside. I believe that some of us really need to have some clarification on those inside resets. A reset from the inside stems from a conscious decision to change something that is no longer a viable expression in your life. A reset from the inside is an intention to get back into balance what feels out of balance. Now, on a small scale, this is often experienced during a daily meditation practice, an intention before you go to sleep, a daily spiritual discipline. You know, some people like to pray 5 times a day, so every time they bow down in their prayer, they're resetting, they're doing a recalibration of themselves, spiritual, each time they do that. Sometimes we go to bed at night and we say, you know, tomorrow I'm just going to do things slightly differently, or I'm going to clean out that drawer in the kitchen. It can be as simple as that, but you set that intention inwardly to wake up the next day feeling good about going about doing that. Yeah, right. Sometimes I don't feel so good about going about doing something that I intend the night before. But a lot of times, if I say I'm going to look forward to doing this, then that's what happens when I wake up the next day. I've set the intention that I'm going to feel good about it. Okay? On a larger scale of a reset internally, it could be a complete reset of your values, your belief system, personal truth, and self-awareness. Larger scale inner resets are often accompanied by intense experiences of some kind that threaten the ego and false personality and may even cause one to feel like you are going a little crazy or completely falling apart. Now, when you're going through those completely crazy experiences, feeling like you're about ready to fall apart, that means you're going through a reset that you need to take heed of, because there's something you're needing to do that you're not doing. Since completing a reset requires a letting go as completely as possible of a container, pattern, or attachment, and can be a, it can be uncomfortable. It can be uncomfortable and can also bring up quite a bit of instinctive fear. It is crucial that you do not allow the fear to get in the way of all the amazing opportunity for the reset to take you towards a higher functioning life. You know, when going through an inner reset, it is always important to express it in your physical environment. It will be good for you if I gave you my own personal example of this reset. Over the last past weekend, I had my grandchildren here. What was happening? I was in a lot of pain, and I couldn't understand it at first. I mean, my back was aching, my legs were aching, my neck, my shoulders. It was like, you know, most people would call that I'm having some arthritis stuff going on in my whole entire body. You know, and I didn't want to take any medication, but, I mean, I could just feel it. I mean, I was hurting. And so I did take a couple of Tylenols, and then I woke up. I woke up yesterday, and I was hurting. And it was like blowing my mind. Why am I in all this pain? And so I laid back on my bed, and I started thinking, why would I be going through all this pain? And then the thought popped into me because, you know, we talked about Kryon telling us that innate will speak to us if we ask. We ask ourselves, what's going on? And if we have enough sense, we'll listen. But we got to get past ego. We'll listen. And all of a sudden, I got this picture. You know what? Ever since New Year's Eve, you've been eating rice and beans, rice and black eyed peas. You've been eating, you have some cornbread, you've been eating cornbread. And then the children, you baked the apple pie, and then you had pie a la mode. And I start seeing all of this sugar and all of these carbohydrates turning into sugar, the rice turning into sugar, the cornbread turning into sugar as it got into my system, the sugar being sugar as it got into my system. I'm laying there in my pain, and that's when I realized, whoa. How many times have you told other people, Duchess, that sugar is an inflammatory? You have dumped so much inflammatory substances in your body that your body is screaming at you, and that's exactly what it was doing. And so, based upon that, the children's mother came to pick them up. I had packed up what was left over of the apple pie. I packed up all the cornbread. I packed up the rice and some greens for my granddaughter. I mean, I started packing up all of the things that were sugar-induced things for my physical body. So when we start listening to our physical bodies will be screaming at us to do something. You know, we can ignore it if we want to. And if we do ignore it, we're definitely going to go crazy, or we're going to fall seriously ill. And so hopefully my intention for the new year is to give up all those carbohydrates, because I'm a rice lover. Give up some of those carbohydrates and give up those sweets. Now, I have this big tower sitting here on my dining room table. One of my neighbors gave me one of those tower of the multiple boxes, decorative boxes into this Christmas tower thing, all size boxes. And the label is full of candy and stuff in there. And it's just sitting there. And I figured, well, it'll sit there. I'm not going to touch it. But that's a lie. I'm going to get rid of that box before. Ego says, oh, you can have a piece of candy. A little piece of candy is not going to hurt you. Oh, go ahead and get a piece of candy. No. If you want to dismiss it, then get rid of it. Get it out of your space. You don't want to be around it. You don't want to be around anybody that wants to bring it to you. You just have to avoid it. That's if you want to listen to what's going on in your physical makeup. So, the influences of 2016 hold tremendous opportunities for reaching much higher levels of experience, intuition, essence, connection, creativity, and a personal expression. January is a month to sort out what will not support you in your reset self and to consciously bring in what will. The higher scented influence of the year is already at work, and if you allow it, it will bring you many, many, many gifts. So how is this trend going to show up in this month for you personally? Lena is saying that there is a phase, you know, get over yourself. This refers to the ego attachment to an identity that drives negative or unconscious egoic behavior. It is often fueled by fear and completely disconnects one from essence and spirit. You know, you have a choice to make this month about your relationship to yourself. Will you feed the ego or your essence? The ego is limited. We talked about that many times in past shows. Essence is not limited. The only way to navigate a successful reset that will serve you best is to choose essence over ego. But some of you might want to ask, well, how do I do that? How do I make that choice? How do I make that work? Well, it starts with an intention to do so. Just intend it. Once we intend something, then we're well on our way to it occurring. Now, when you intend to do so, including a spiritual practice or discipline, and then telling the truth to yourself, even when you fall off the wagon, because we're not perfect, you know, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, so we're not perfect. We fall off the wagon. And don't beat up yourself about it. Get back on. Get back on and intend it again. You know? Intend it until you achieve it. It also requires trust. Letting go to the need to control and using your allies for support. Now, come on. If you created a destructive fire has it in your life, you're not going to go out there and call in an arsonist to come and help you put out the fire, okay? All they're going to do is help you fuel the blaze. So, you know, stop tricking yourself. Stop thinking that you're doing something slick, because we do it all the time. You know, I remember, I remember when I was in my drinking days, just before I stopped drinking, every day I say, oh, I'm not going to drink today. I don't want to drink today. I'm not going to drink anymore. I'm so tired of drinking. And then I would invite a friend over that I knew was going to bring a bottle with them when they came. So what is wrong with this picture? You say you're not going to do something. You say you want to help yourself. You say you want to get well. You say you want to make changes. But then you bring in and call in their destruction to help you. What is it called? Perform that self-fulfilling prophecy, and you say, oh, this is not going to work. Why? Because you didn't even try to make it work, you know? So that candy has got to go. If I want to dispel sugar from my life, then why am I having this candy sit up here in my house? So what? So I can be tempted to eat it? Okay, you have the opportunity for great change in your personal self-awareness this month. We all do. It will become very clear when ego is at work because it will not feel good at all. The truth-telling and soul-searching may be uncomfortable at times, but if you persevere, you will definitely be rewarded. The higher centers always support essence expression and a sense of expansion, synergy, and synchronicity. So, you know, when you make an intention, the right things, the right people, places, and things are going to pop up and show up in your life. These experiences will be the highs of the month, a necessary counterbalance to the lows. You may dip into during some of your resets. Remember to rely heavily on your spiritual practice, your allies, and your community. You know, and make sure you surround yourself with the proper community, the community that you need to help you stay strong in these reset choices that you're trying to make as you grow to higher levels of essence. Now, in your relationships, relationships will definitely go through a reset, some from the outside and some from within. As you find a new truth about who you are and what you want out of life, be prepared for changes in how you relate, express, trust, and manifest. Some relationships will survive and even thrive in a new intimacy, and some will self-destruct. As long as you are coming from essence and anchored in your own truth, whatever changes and resets your relationships go through will be for your highest good. You know, a lot of us don't realize that sometimes our Creator has to give us a kick in the butt when it's time for us to move on. And that kick in the butt can be most painful when we're changing and we're losing people. And if the relationships were meant to remain, they would remain. If not, then they're not going to remain. And if you take too long to bounce out of it, then by golly, you're going to get kicked out of it, even if it's a painful kicking out of it, because it was not meant to be. And if it was not painful, you would still be in it. So sometimes we have to look at that pain as a blessing. You know, I used to tell people all the time, a lot of times when you look at some of our prophets, they're blessings. But pain, they suffered, but that was a blessing. And sometimes we have to suffer, not because it's a good thing, but because it's time for us to make a change. And if we did not have that pain, we would still be sitting there, you know, when something was meant to be let go. This year's influences are teaching us that we can no longer go through life insulated, isolated, and alone. We are being magnetized towards right community and shown the power of co-creating our dreams when egos are set aside. All right? You will feel the pull towards being with members of your own tribe, so to speak, and ones with a similar philosophy and perception of life. So, toxic or abusive situations in family or work conditions may become intolerable, and you may need to make some hard choices and decisions. Alrighty? So, that's our relationships. Now, when we get into our health and our physical body, wow, tell me about this being a great month to reset our beliefs about what is possible regarding our physical, emotional, and energetic health. It's a good time to have an intention about how you want to feel without needing to know how you are going to get there. What if you were able to improve your health and physical well-being beyond what you can imagine? Would that not be phenomenal? That would be so cool. To express and give support to the reset in this area, We got to know. It's important to do something new. Try something new. How about dance? Move your body. Change your wardrobe. Hey, take up a new sport. Change your hairstyle. You know, I've been wearing these locks a long time. You know, I keep saying I'm going to cut them, and people keep saying no. But maybe I will change my hairstyle. Not. How about lose some weight? Yes. And gain some weight? No. How about join a gym or change your diet? Oh, my intention is to change my diet ever so slightly, if that means eliminating some things. And it's just a change of diet, not going on a diet. It's just a change in my eating habits. Remember to include that community, you know? Like if you want to lose weight, then go to a weight loss club. Go to Weight Watchers. I mean, if you want to gain weight, they have meetup.com, and find some people who want to gain some weight so that you can pal around and have them as your community. There's a lot of ways for you to find community. Because a lot of times you can't find community right there in your immediate family structure. So you can go outside of yourself and find individuals that have that want to accomplish the same types of goals you want to accomplish for their higher level of evolution. All right? And do some of these things. And then you can invite family members to come along. Maybe they will come. If not, you've already got a community established where you're going to be safe doing that which you are intending to do. It is also a great month to take care. Oh, yeah. Lena said something very interesting. I tell this to people all the time. And it's strange because when I'm talking to people, it's really, really strange because I have this uncanny thing of looking at them while I'm talking to them, but I see their teeth. I don't know why. I don't know why. But I will tell you one thing. If you haven't been to the dentist in a long time, your teeth can cause you to have a heart attack because your gums are so unhealthy and you're chewing the food that you chew and you're swallowing that food and those unhealthy teeth and gums. So it was amazing to me that in her theme for the month, she says that it is also a great month to take care of any dental work as teeth hold very old patterns. The challenges this month will be around teeth, bones, lungs, and digestion. Remember that you cannot digest what is not yours. Tell the truth to yourself about what you have been carrying in your gut that does not belong to you and reset that pattern. The reason why I'm spending so much time with Lena is because this is the first energy path for the month, for the new year, and it has a lot to say about kickstarting us for the coming year, and I find her energy report so fascinating that they are so in tune with what we're going through and some of the things and in sharing with us ways to change some of the things that we no longer need. When she talks about your personal environment, she says that it should go through a reset as well. You know, some kind of reset just to honor and give expression to any inner work you were doing. How about being creative? You know, you can move furniture around. You can get rid of something old, bring in something new. I put some flowers on my altar. I opened up the windows and let some fresh air in. Or you can paint a wall a different color. Be present and pay attention to your personal environment so that you can become aware of what needs a reset. When you live with something day after day, you can easily become blind to it and not notice what does not function or serve you. Just prior to New Year's, I not only did I open up all the windows, but I did what I consider a house blessing. Jules and I used to talk about that. We should talk about saging. Some people call it smudging. I'd rather have the sage loose so that while I'm smudging, I'm not feeling like what I'm cleansing my house of is attaching itself to the stick. So I like to have my sage open, loose sage. And I open up all the closets and the windows, you know, and I blow sage in all four corners of the house. And then I do a little Florida water, and I seal in all the goodness that that I've maintained within my environment. I've shredded papers. I've gone through closets. So if I've done my own resetting as a process for me getting my environment prepared for the coming new year, and that's been something that has been a tradition ever since I was a little girl. We did our New Year's cleaning like a spring cleaning just before the new year opened up. It is also important to feed the higher centered experience of witnessing and honoring the incredible beauty of your environment. Make sure to take time every day to fully appreciate the gifts of the earth and the sky. This will expand your awareness and reset you into a deeper trust of the higher order of life. Now, the other evening, this was yesterday, a friend of mine was leaving my apartment, and she was standing by the door, and I was standing away from her. I was standing in the dining room area, but I had an eye view of her in the door and my entire living room area. And as I was standing there looking at it, I was like overwhelmed with the peacefulness and the neatness and the beauty of my living room, of my environment. So how often do we take a step up on a stairs? You know, if you had stairs in your apartment and look down over the banister and just look out at your environment and get this overwhelming sense of gratitude and well-being and feeling so, blessed and embraced in your environment. Sometimes I'll walk into my apartment and, you know, you think, you know, Duchess is weird, okay? I walk right up to a wall and kiss the wall and say, you know, I really love you. I love my sacred space. And that's what we're going to have to start doing. We're going to have to start loving and appreciating that which we have. You know, embrace your sacred space wholeheartedly, and it will embrace you right back. So let's move on to business partnerships and projects. Some of you out there in business, you know, well, it says that she says you need to observe where limiting beliefs about what is possible are keeping. Wait a minute, how did she put that? Decisions should never be made out of fear. That's what she said. Observe where limiting beliefs about what is possible are keeping your counters, your container smaller than it should be. This is a month where expansion is not only possible, but also supported by the influences. You will need to have everyone on the same page. You know how they say we got to read. All of us got to read. All of us got to read from the same sheet of music. That means that all of you, your partners, should be in sync. If one partner is afraid to go forward, then this is not something that you and these partners can do, and you should not belittle someone because they're not ready to go forward with you. They're just not there yet. Since this reset may include both inner and outer triggers, be patient with the chaos. Be patient with the messy reactions and personal doubt that may be part of the process. Allow yourself to be guided by essence rather than by ego. And watch for the opportunities that present themselves along the way. So a lot of times we're in that business space. You know? We got ego going there. And it's not about ego, especially in this new energy. Ego is dead. I'm telling you. You can go out there and you can blast it with ego if you want to, but it's not about ego. It's not about intellectual know-how. It's about heart stuff now. Are you coming from your heart? Is this where you need to go? Your heart has to rule now, and your heart will guide your intellect, and it will tell you exactly how to proceed if you listen to it, because the heart has a lot to say, and we haven't been listening to that heart self in a long time. We've been listening to that ego, intellectual self forever. It's been in charge, and it's now it's time for it to step aside and let the heart rule the intellect. All right? So that's that for the business and the environment and the personal and all that other good stuff. And basically what she says for the next couple of weeks, January, the month starts off with an explosion of energy that fuels the need to get things straight in your life. So start straightening it out. As you contemplate your disappointment, your disappointed expectations, it is very important to remember and give honor and credit to all the things that did happen in the past. We're talking about a gratitude list. You know, you can't be disappointed about what happened last year. Okay, I know one of my nieces wrote that. She said, I'm not thinking about that. I'm going to be grateful for everything good that happened to me last year. Ain't none of that. It happened bad, and it was horrible, and it was last year was good, too, and I'm just going to make this year better. I saw you write that, my niece. I may be paraphrasing, but you know who you are if you're listening to the show. I got you. You said it just right. Refrain from the old habit of transferring to your new list, that new Year's list, all that you did not accomplish in the old one, okay? This is a new year and a new time and a new energy. So reframe what you wish for yourself for this year as a reset and allow this whole month for refinements to that list as you move through your own personal resets, okay? Anything you can do that gives you greater access to the spirit world, altered states, and a connection to your unseen guides and allies will be helpful. That is, of course, if that's within your belief system. Okay? You can have supportive and integral. Okay, wait. And allies will be helpful. It will be supportive and integral to the success of this time period. And let's see, last but not least, we're going to have a new moon on the 9th. So that means we'll have a new moon before we have another show. And due to the influence right at this time during the 9th, you may feel some energy around intention as a standstill. But it's not. It is simply at a still point. And you'll be gathering power from love, beauty, essence, connection, community, prayer, joy, gratitude, and awe. You can always help it along by feeding it this positive fuel. So, Lena had a lot to say, and I spent almost the entire show sharing my views on what she had to share, what she had to say, and sharing how I intend to use some of her words of wisdom to support me through this year, because there's a lot that I can learn, a lot of things that I can do to better my own health and my own growth spiritually. And I thought it was important to share all of that with all of you. Wow, check out the light action on the board. At this time, before we talk a little bit about gratitude and close out the show, I'd like to know, is there anyone that would like to say howdy? Tell us how your new year has started. Tell us what you've done for the new year. Anyone? Okay, all you have to do is press 1 and I'll pop you in and you can say Happy New Year to me too. Oh, 4. Okay, time for me to get a little drink of water. I've been running my mouth. Water is so good. So, so good. I had this guy that I like to, I subscribe to a lot of his stuff too. And his name is Rick Hansen. So if you want to go on Rick Hansen's website, he has some interesting stuff. And he talks about what have we been given and how we experience gratitude when we are freely given something good. And so, therefore, looking for opportunities for gratitude, developing an attitude of gratitude is a great way to notice and enjoy some of the gifts you've received. As a matter of fact, spiritually is a way of receiving more. We can want all we want, but until we are grateful for that which we already have, does the energy feel that we deserve more? And gratitude does not mean ignoring our difficulties just because we're walking around saying, I'm grateful for this and I'm grateful for that. It doesn't mean ignoring our losses or injustice. It just means also paying attention to the offerings that have come our way, especially the little ones of everyday life. Because when we do this, we're resting. We're resting our mind increasingly on good things moving toward us, on being supported, on feelings of fullness, on a sense of having an open heart that moves toward an open hand. Wow, that's a nice thought. An open heart that moves towards an open hand. Fuller and fuller, more and more, fed by life instead of drained by it. You naturally feel like you have more of value inside yourself and more to offer to others. That's when we look at gratitude, and that's how we experience gratitude. When we feel that we are grateful for those things that we have in life, our hearts are open up not only to receive, but to share that feeling of gratitude with other people. And that's a very good thing. They have, matter of fact, they've had studies on that. Gratitude is associated with greater well-being, better coping, and even better sleep. I was in the state last night. I didn't sleep very well, so maybe that was it. I was tossing and turning. And I was talking about those things. I was thinking about those things that I would like to have more of, and peace of mind. Rather than sensing and being grateful. Because we fall in and out of that state all the time. So, I like how Rick Hansen says, prime your pump by bringing to mind someone you naturally feel grateful toward. Perhaps a friend, parent, or grandparent, teacher, spiritual being, or even a pet. I remember when I used to get depressed, I'm known to do this all the time. I haven't done it in a while, but I am known to go and get a stack of thank you cards. And I'll sit here and I'll write out thank you cards for people who have done things for me in the past that I am grateful for. You know, and it's nothing like telling somebody else thank you. It's nothing like telling somebody else I'm sorry for something that I did also. I mean, there's such a sense of relief when you can do that. Do you know how many people on the face of this earth do not know how to say, I am sorry? for something that they have done because their ego tells them that no matter what it was they did, they had a right to do what they did, and it don't matter who they stepped on, who they stomped on, or whose feelings they hurt, they deserve to have their feelings hurt because I said what I said, and that's that. That's an ego way of dealing with life. You don't go around saying things just because you can, doing things just because you can. No. And expecting people to accept it just because you can. All right? So, look around and notice, both here and now and in the past, the gifts of the physical world, including the stars in the sky, the colors of the rainbow, and the remarkable fact that the seemingly arbitrary constants that determine how atoms stick together in our universe are just right for planets to form and the life to develop, enabling you to be here today. You know what I'm saying? You know them little guys there, the atoms, the molecules, them little guys? We can be grateful for them little things. The gifts of nature, like the flight of a bird. There are these birds that fly over, pass over my window, my bedroom window. That must be their home, because they've been doing that every morning at 7 o'clock, every morning. If I open my eyes, there they go. And it's been going on for years. It's almost as though, like, I'm living in, what was that movie, Groundhog Day? Because I open up my eyes and these birds fly over, and it's almost like it's a video recording happening every single morning. Like it's a repeat performance, you know? So I'm be thankful for the birds that fly over, that I can see them. The gifts of nature, you know, the creatures that die so that we may live, and our amazing brain, the gifts of life, including the marvelous instructions for building a human being woven into the strands of DNA, the gifts of nurturance. I mean, this man is deep. We're talking scientific gratitude here. You know, he's not talking about thank you for the glass of water that I'm able to drink. You know, that's some deep stuff. So let yourself accept these gifts. It would be rude or ungrateful to refuse them. Remember that gratitude is not guilt or indebtedness, both of which actually make it harder to feel grateful. You may feel moved to be generous in turn, including in new directions, such as giving to some out of appreciation for what you have been given by others. But it will come from a large-heartedness, not because you think you owe somebody something. Gratitude moves us away from let's make a deal, exchanges, and relationships toward a sense of abundance in which you feel fed beyond measure and in turn give with all your heart without keeping score. How many of us give with all our heart without keeping score? You know? I gave to so-and-so and so, and they never did this for me, and they never did nothing for me, and they owe me, and they owe me that. Give with all my heart without keeping score. And when I do that, I know that somewhere behind me, around me, or next to me, somebody else, maybe not that person, is going to give me even more, you know? So, wow, life is deep. I'm having a good time tonight, really good time. We got 6 more minutes to the show. We have an opportunity for someone to pop in and say hi. If not, then we'll do an angel card. Maybe we'll do a medicine card. Maybe do a Native American. Let's see what it is. I don't know. What should we do? Let me see if I can pull on somebody's energy out there as I sit here and enjoy myself. Okay. Let me see. Okay. We got Mountain Lion leading the new year. Mountain Lion. You know, Mountain Lion is symbolic of leadership. And it's a very, very difficult power totem because it places a person in a position to be a target for the problems of others. It's that leadership position. But if Mountain Lion has come to you in dreams or if you are already a leader, the question may be whether or not the time has come to push the cubs out of the cave. If you are aligned with cat medicine, you are considered to be king of the mountain. Okay? In assuming the place of power that Mountain Lion affords, you must constantly be aware of keeping peace. However, you can never make everyone happy unless you lie to yourself or others. This is human nature. Therefore, the first responsibility of leadership is to tell the truth. Know it and live it. And your example will filter down to the tiniest cub in the pride. Responsibility is no more than the ability to respond to any situation. Panic is not a part of this sacred medicine. So we're moving on truth as we move into the new energy in this new year, this new energy, as we create this new earth, as new human beings. And I mean human beings. Time for us to stop being human doings. Time for us to exercise our spiritual gift as human beings and be, because this will be a powerful year. 2016 is a 9-year meaning completion. And once again, could that be the process of completions of our struggle in the old energy? Perhaps it is the ending of the sleepwalking many of us have yet to awaken from. Are we ready to awaken fully to this new year with its new energy? Are we preparing to live on this new earth and be part of this awakened new human experience? Well, we'll see. And I guess we're going to be listening and sharing with one another in a couple of weeks. And I want to say thank you for all of you for being here. Boy, the board looks real pretty. It looks amazing. And as I look up, before we close, I'm going to bring in a guest who wants to speak, and we're going to see if we have time. We got 1 minute.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, caller. Nice to have you on the air.
Thank you.
You have 1 minute, so let's do this.
I'm trying to figure out what the energy for me in terms of 2016.
Pardon me?
If you can get an angel card for me for 2016.
We really don't have the countdown. The show ends at 6 o'clock, and we don't have. I can give you an animal card, but you will have to go online to look up your animal. Okay.
Okay.
Because the show is getting ready to close out on us. Oh, and your animal card is spider, and spider is weaving. So just go to Totem Animals online if you can, and look up shaman. The spider, okay?
Shaman is spider, total animal. Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, your total animal is spider.
Okay.
Stay blessed and Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.
And for that, I want to say good night, everyone, and thank you for being with me, and, you know, peace be with you. as we close for this show. Happy New Year.
Thank you.